Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it is Zoe Moon and I'm here to cover the week of January 13th through the 20th. And it is a whopper. Let me repeat, a whopper of a week ahead. Holy cow, do we have a lot going on. So first of all, I'm calling this the Destiny and Karma Show because we have those points moving into new territory for the first time in 18 years. The North Node will be entering Taurus and the South Node will be entering Scorpio. So I'm going to spend most of the night talking about what that is going to mean for us over the next year and a half. However, we have a lot else going on in the week ahead, so I do want to touch on that because, again, I mean, it's just a crazy week. So starting Friday the 14th at 6:41 a.m. Eastern, Mercury retrogrades. It is retrograding in Aquarius, and it will be retrograde in Aquarius from the 14th until the 25th of the month, at which point the retrograde will back into Capricorn, and it will finish the retrograde on February 3rd in Capricorn. So it's a two-parter, guys. And I think, like, to really get an idea about Aquarius and what this means for us, you know, a lot of people ask me all the time on readings and, you know, in their notes to me and stuff, like, when is all this stuff going to end that we've all been going through with being restricted and locked in and, you know, all of that. And if you guys think about it, Saturn, which is about rules and regulations and authority types, and Saturn sets limits, it restricts, it isolates, it confines. It moved into Aquarius in March of 2020. So what is Aquarius? Aquarius is about the people, all of society, right? groups, gatherings, our friendships, what's been happening online. So all of that, we all kind of got, you know, under the thumb of Saturn starting in March of 2020, which if you think back was, yes, about when we all started to have to be shut away. And so, you know, this is going to be something that is in place until March 7th of next year. And then it moves on and it does not return to this territory for 29 years, which is the good news. So, you know, over the rest of this year and in the first couple months of 2023, we're still dealing with a lot of this, you know, off on, you know, this, well, you guys know, I don't even need to go into it. It's been insane. So, yeah, so we're going to have more of that, although I'm sure during certain periods, things will be lightened, you know, depending on what the aspects are and all that. So as we head into this Mercury retrograde starting Friday morning, you know, we are going to get a chance to reassess what's been going on in our lives with all of that. You know, is it time to reconnect with friends that you've lost contact with during this period, or let go of a friend, or is a friend from a past coming back around that you haven't seen or heard from in a very long time? Is it time to look at, you know, what's happening to society at large during this period? Is it time to reassess what's going on online, right? Maybe reconnect with situations or people or ideas on the internet, rework an old website, go back to a site you used to love and forgot about, get off of a site that you're just done with, you know. So it's all about giving us a little bit of a do-over here. So there may be some things on the bigger world stage that we see being adapted, adjusted, and reworked during this period from the 14th to the 25th. And in our own lives, again, we're just kind of looking at our soul groups and our associations and our friendships and what's happening on the internet and with our causes and how we've been dealing with Saturn through this territory. I do think because Mercury retrogrades tend to bring, you know, mechanical and electrical malfunctioning items, you know, that our internet is definitely going to be a focus here. So whether that's the actual, you know, internet going down or computer glitches and things like this, or it's some kind of reworking of the rules and regulations online and in situations, I can't tell you, but if you need to back up anything, you know, you better get hustling. You got, like, if you're listening live, you got, what, I don't know, 10 hours, like, to get it together before it retrogrades. And then also starting on Wednesday the 19th in our week ahead, the sun moves into Aquarius. So for 30 days, the sun will be spotlighting that territory. This is always a time of the year where we want to, put ourselves forward in our groups or with our friends or on the internet or, you know, through astrology or charities or parties or gatherings or events. And, you know, see, this could be about physically showing up and connecting. This could be about, putting your image, your brand, your name, your title out there as this new energy kicks in. So there's a lot of focus on what's going on socially, on what's going on societally, what's going on with our inventions and original ideas and, the internet. So there's that, and that's all getting underway this week ahead. On Monday the 17th at 6:48 p.m. Eastern is the climax of the full moon in Cancer. This is on the 27th degree of Cancer. So something is culminating there in a very big way. And so you might be wrapping something up or marking an actual ending. You might be celebrating or achieving or having breakthroughs in the sign of Cancer. And so this really has to do with what's happening in the home with renovations or moves or real estate deals with family, parents, roommates. Or for some, it could just be emotional peaks. More people are going to be emotionally charged up on Monday than at other times. I was going to tell you guys something. Let me go back over here. Let me pull this chart up really quick. When I was kind of looking up, when did, all this stuff start with all of us locked down and all the restrictions and stuff, I noticed something really interesting about the United States chart in the context of all of this. So I'm just going to share it with you because I know some of you guys geek out on this stuff like I do. So on the day Saturn entered Aquarius and started this whole thing in March, on that day, Venus, which rules the United States zone of health and work, was sitting exactly at 18 degrees on the door to the United States sixth house, health and work. It's the ruler of that house. And so I thought, wow, how amazing is that we could see that as this moved in to impact society, the ruler of that part of the sky, which I actually wanted to know where that was on that day, happened to be just entering that house and impacting it in a powerful way. And then because Venus also rules also the sign Libra in the United States, that's the 11th house of society and the internet and the groups and all that. So it was quite, interesting to look back on it. Okay, so now jumping back into our week ahead. So we get past that full moon, things climaxing, wrapping stuff up, having our breakthroughs, and the big moments on Monday with our full moon. And then on Tuesday the 18th, we have three powerful things happening. First of all, the planet Uranus, which has been retrograde for months, is going to come out of that retrograde and go direct at 10:27 a.m. Eastern and will now be in direct motion until August 24th of this year. So again, Uranus is in charge of the people, groups, friends, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, and our original ideas and freedoms and aspirations. And so this has been kind of in this reassessing or holding pattern for months and is ready now to start moving into new opportunities, next chapters in ongoing things, and really wants to kind of shake things up and bring original ideas and inventiveness into the situation. It's moving now through Taurus, which means it is going to be focusing this on the things we value and how we're being valued, on what's going on with our money, what's going on with purchases, products, or possessions, the things we build, the food, and things that come out of the ground like food, and that's it. And our pleasures, I should say, as well. So we're going to have, so Tuesday, which I talked to you guys back on the monthly show and gave you a heads up, that Tuesday the 18th may be a day when something really radical goes on in the country or the world, because it's like the starting, shot, as Uranus is a very unpredictable, unstable, and change agent of energy, and is going to shift in the sky and start moving forward in Taurus on the very same day that the North Node of Destiny enters Taurus for the first time in 18 years. And so that leads us to what's happening, the last of what we're talking about for the week ahead, which is Destiny moving into Taurus on Tuesday the 18th and Karma moving into Scorpio on Tuesday the 18th. And they're both going to be there now for a year and a half. So you guys want to look back. The last time that we had Destiny and Karma touring through these two arenas was between April of 2003 and December of 2004. And before that was September of 1984 to April of 1986. If you want to kind of figure out like some destined, fated things that took place in your life over those years, then this might give you some clues. Obviously, Uranus was not in the sign of destiny on either one of those other times, since it takes 84 years to go around once. But there will be some similarities, possibly. So let's look at destiny, right? So in Taurus, we're now looking at the fates, more or less taking us by the hand and moving us towards our future, the things that we're meant to grow towards, the new things we're meant to embrace. And these are going to be about our values and really kind of assessing what those values are over the next year and a half and really getting more into grounding ourselves and getting back to the earth and maybe growing food or taking our food and the organic holistic side of what we're doing more seriously over the next year and a half. We might have some breakthroughs in those areas. We will be looking at what we're doing with our possessions. Maybe destiny will be about, selling certain things and putting them up and making or having products that we're putting out there. Maybe we'll pack our possessions up and move across country or across the world, maybe we'll decide we want to get rid of the things we have and start new. It is about our money. And this is probably the area that most people are going to feel the most profoundly. It is highly unlikely that in this next year and a half that we are not going to have a pretty major radical change to what's going on with our money. So, again, does this mean that we are going to go back to the gold standard? Does this mean we're going to go to Bitcoin? Does this mean we're going to, have something completely new introduced? Is there going to be hyperinflation? Is there going to be devaluing of the money? That you need to go talk to a financial expert about. I'm just telling you, it's under radical change energy of Uranus and shifting at the same exact moment that destiny moves into this territory and is meant to carry us to a future new kind of direction with our money by the time we're done with this a year and a half from now. Okay, so, it may mean that Tuesday there is something going shaken up crazy around something in this territory, or it may be that when we get to the summer, when we get to the last few days of July and the first week of August, when Mars, the activator, and Uranus, the shocking surprise agent, and the North Node of Destiny all come together on the same degree in that territory, that's when it's going to happen, right? But we definitely have this major change pulling us forward. And it, on a personal level, it may be that we're reevaluating what we want to do for money. Maybe there's some new way you want to make income during this time. Maybe the world will change and you'll have to do that, right? But it is drawing you towards your destiny. It is future-based and it is, meant to be taking us forward there. The food, our food, as I mentioned before, so there may be some kind of change to the supply chain with our food or the way we're growing it or the way we're, being in community with each other over it and how we're sharing it and how much food we're allowed to have during this time, you know. So that is going to have a big impact as we're moving forward. Our purchases, you know, so it may be that there are restrictions on what we can even find to purchase during this time, right? Or maybe that we'll set certain limits on certain things so that everybody can have certain things that they want to purchase. Or maybe the way we're purchasing and what we're using to make those purchases is going to change over this next year and a half. Also, this can be about our building and our material resources. So lumber and, you know, copper is definitely ruled by Taurus. So these things are kind of in the headlights of destiny. Those things are going to become more important in the next year and a half. Our actual coins that we hold in our hand, there's something changing and evolving with that as well. And so in these areas, if you are pursuing interest, you are in line with where destiny is trying to take you through changes, through societal conscientiousness, and maybe things online, again, because Uranus is in line with this, moving us forward. When it comes to the karmic south node, this is now going to be playing out in Scorpio. So this is all other money and financial resources, the resources of others like the banks or what happens with taxes or insurance or investments or alimony or your partner's money or commissions or royalties, your loans, your debts, your inheritance. And so, you know, when it comes to that side of finances, there could be some letting go of things. Maybe the banks are going to stop working in the ways that we have been used to them working. Maybe those are going away or something's going to replace it, you know. Maybe there is going to be a paying down of maybe all of the, you know, debt and interest. Maybe some of it will be forgiven. Maybe some of it will go away. Maybe you'll find ways to pay it off if that is necessary. It may be harder to get loans during this time, or you might have more karma tied up in that particular financial situation. So, you know, you may have to put in more time and effort. There may be a karmic person from a past life that's part of that situation. So you're dealing with them through this whole thing. And so, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a trickier area. You might have to tighten your belt in certain areas, like if you're planning on using, you know, switching out 6 different credit cards and balancing out paying this one for that one. Might be harder during this time, but it is rebalancing the story overall for all of us as we go through this. So we're going to start to get glimpses of what this is going to be about as we enter this territory on Tuesday. Scorpio also rules sex. And so, you know, gosh, this can be that our sex life during this next year and a half has a lot to do with connection with a past life person and, you know, kind of healing something from karma from a past life, or letting go of something that is wounding there from a past life, you know. It can be that, you know, Scorpio is like sex and taboo and triangles and jealousy and obsessions and those kind of things. So if you're at a stage in your life where you're going to go off and cheat or, you know, do something crazy, you know, in your sex life, well, this would not be the good time to do that because there could be loss associated with that. You know, there could be a lot of karma tied to that. And so you want to be very careful about sexual intimacy during this time, you know, that you know who you're with and what their history is and, you know, that kind of thing, right? And it can be about reproduction. So, you know, on the positive side of this, reproductively, those that are giving birth during this next year and a half, very strong indicator for drawing in a past life soul, someone that is meant to come through, has a karmic union with you, that you guys are going to pick back up on stuff that came from a past life with this particular child. Even if you're adopting, there may be something to that, that you're going to connect with a soul from a past life during this time. But again, it can be a more challenging time sometimes, for not for everybody, but some of the time, this could be more challenging as far as, you know, the loss or the you know, whatever the obstacle might be that would come up to deal with this, either as you're carrying the child or giving birth and that kind of thing. So you want to be careful with that. Scorpio is the sign of death. And so there may be some, you know, this is heavy, but, you know, this can be that for me, you know, people don't cross unless it is their time. Like that is just in the chart. When it's your time and you go. So there's always karma attached to that because it's part of a cycle. Karma is just, you know, a cycle repeating or interaction with other people that comes into that flow and has its cycle, right? But in when we're looking in an overall general way, there may be something about death that we're looking at kind of letting go. So if you've had a strong fear of death, as an example, this period over the next year and a half might be a time where you kind of really look into that and face your fears a little bit more and let go of some of that. Some of you guys might feel karmically drawn to studying, you know, things about the other side and the crossing over and all of that. Some of you guys, there can be places on earth where death, where we're seeing mass exodus of souls that are part of this cycle that we're kind of meant to be in this. And I have not looked into any of that, nor will I, but that's possibility, right? Divorce is also part of Scorpio. So there could be some letting go through a divorce during this next year and a half if that's where you are in your cycle. Crime, the underworld, is ruled by Scorpio. This is some actual really good news for all of us because the karmic south node is wanting to let go of that. So the criminals are going to have a much harder time. Those who have been, you know, part of the underworld doing some of the more dastardly things on the planet are going to have their karma come and face them over this next year and a half. It is not a time for anyone out there contemplating doing anything like that to do it in the next year and a half because there's going to be a lot of, you know, come to Jesus moments when it comes to crime and criminals. Stocks and bonds, I talked about that already in the financial realm. Iron is ruled by Scorpio, so be that we have some loss or limitations to our ability to get our hands on iron in some way, or, you know, trying to build with it or, you know, import it or export it. I don't know much about that, but I do know that it is ruled in that arena. So if you work with it, you know, there may be some rebalancing of the karmic give and take in scenarios related to iron. Okay. And, you know, on a smaller scale, I would say with copper being on the north node of destiny side and iron on the south karmic node, when we're looking at the intake in our body, you know, don't overdo the iron and make sure you have enough copper that, you know, that whatever the doctors say you need, I don't know what that is, but yeah, so keeping an eye on that to keep in flow with what's going on. Okay, so that's our general overview, and I know I talked a long time, but there was a lot to get through with that. So let's start looking at the signs. So Aries, as you go into this week ahead, Mercury retrograde is starting to ask you to reassess where you are with friends and associates, groups, gatherings, parties, events, astrology, charities, your own freedoms and aspirations. Starting Friday morning, you may be running into past people, you may be letting go of some folks or situations, or you may be just reworking what you're doing in this next, 11 days up through the 25th. And on Wednesday, the 19th, the sun moves into this territory. Now, this is going to be drawing you in physically, Aries, to get busier, more involved with the social side of life or what you're doing online. A really good time for you guys to look at what you're doing with your image, brand, name, title, identity, or involvement online or in these groups or situations. So don't let the retrograde hold you back from getting in there because it's saying, hey, you can shine there even if some of the past is coming back around or you're slowed down in new things, you know, for a little bit. This is your time to shine there and promote yourself there and get out and about. The full moon on the 17th for Aries is bringing some kind of climactic moment at home or with family, a parent, a roommate, a renovation, move, a real estate deal, or something about your history or ancestry, or even about your emotions. You could be having a very big, powerful emotional peak by Monday in the early evening. So, you know, wrapping things up, marking endings, celebrating, achieving, getting some recognition in these areas, anything that is a peak climactic moment there by Monday. On Tuesday, the big day, the 18th, starts out with Uranus going direct in the morning. And so Aries, it is back on. You're back in the game over these months ahead from Tuesday up through August 24th. Time to be innovative and try new things when it comes to making money, when it comes to your purchases, products, or possessions, when it comes to how you're valued and what you value and how your values align. And again, this could involve your friends and groups and the internet and gatherings and parties and events, astrology, charities, anything social or anything original you want to get involved in. This is all now moving you into what comes next after being months kind of held in place there. The North Node of Destiny enters this territory for Aries. It's a very powerful new year and a half for you guys because Destiny is going to be showing up to help guide you in what you're meant to be doing to make money. And it is going to be help guiding you in the purchases you're making. Your destiny and your future is tied into that. So if you bought a new home in some new state, then your destiny will follow and the people you meet and the situations that arise over the next 18 years would be tied into that purchase, as an example. This is the area of possessions and products, so you might develop a product or get behind one or get involved in doing stuff with your possessions during this period, and it's very fated and destined. People and situations should open up for you there. This also could be about really kind of pursuing your pleasures in life. You know, good food, good sex, good wine, nice walks on the beach or in the woods, wherever you want to go. It can be about focus on food for you guys, and there's something you're destined to become involved in with that, whether it's food products or, you know, working in the food industry or growing your own garden or anything like that. And what else? It could be about things you're building. You know, and there could be something that you decide to build over this next year and a half, and destiny would kind of arrive with that in tow for you. As far as the karmic south node goes for Aries, there may be some tightening up or letting go when it comes to some kind of financial resource that you had been relying on that's not your income. So if you've had, you know, an inheritance, it may dry up or, you know, it's not something I think is going to surprise you. I think you would know it's coming. Or if you've been on unemployment or if you've been, you know, I don't know, maybe your alimony is coming to an end or something like that, right? So there could be something with that. Maybe a couple of your credit cards go away or, taxes. Maybe you owe a chunk on taxes and need to tighten the belt because of that. So when it comes to the outside financial resources, now another way this could play out is, you know, because this is also the house of death, there could be somebody who passes away in the next year and a half, and then there are resources coming to you, you know, through an inheritance. But that's because of this karmic loss of the person who passed. So it doesn't always have to be the financial thing that goes away. It could be the person or even like a business that goes away and there's some kind of buyout or, you know, if you get your 401k or something like that because the business closed. So there can be situations like that where something else dies out and then the money comes to you because of that die out. That's another way. Also, when it comes to your sex life, Aries, you guys are going to find yourself, if you're single and out there, you know, connecting in this way, that who you're going to draw to you are very strongly past life characters, okay? They're kind of showing back up in your life, and there's a reason for it. There was something about the attraction in a life before, and now you're getting a chance to kind of reconnect and see if that's something you want to go forward with or not. You want to be careful with this, Aries, because it could be the love of your life. It could be something really not so great. And really, a lot of that depends on what happened in the life before that is bringing this person back around. And so you will have that strong affinity or revulsion to this person. But even if it was a bad situation in a past life, sometimes you can feel strongly attracted because you have that memory, you know, that cellular memory, I guess. So, you know, feel it out. It definitely could be a very powerful time for a past life connection for you guys, intimately, sexually, even reproductively, again, like I talked about in the general. If Aries are married and the marriage is on the rocks, this could be a year and a half where you go through a divorce. That is definitely a letting go, you know, a dying off of the marriage through this house. And so that's a possibility, but it's not like, oh, the South Node moves here and it's going to ruin all the marriages for Aries out there. No, it doesn't work like that. If you've been going through struggles, if your marriage has been on the rocks, if there are issues, then in this next year and a half, then you may find the courage or the desire to move forward and release yourself from that particular union. And that's about it, I think. I definitely, you know, one of the things Aries are going to have to be very conscientious about is that Scorpio are those deep, hidden, buried emotions. And so you want to be very clear that when those come out in inappropriate times, they can cost you more than normal. So all of us have emotional meltdowns and breakdowns, you know. Has not been easy for anybody in the world to be locked down for 2 years and to go through a lot of the fear that's been going on out there. And so it's not abnormal to have those moments. And usually, you know, then you just kind of gather yourself and move on. But with the karmic South node there, those kind of deep emotional fallouts can have repercussions. So if you feel them coming on and you want to kind of get with somebody that you trust and are close with to deal with it with, or, you know, go into the bedroom and yell in the pillow till it passes kind of thing. So those kind of deep emotional eruptions can cause issues. So be careful about that. But otherwise, yeah, yeah, there you have it. All right. So for Taurus. Okay, Taurus, first of all, starting Friday the 14th, Mercury's retrograding, and it's retrograding in the top of your chart. So between, you know, Friday the 14th and the 25th, as it backs through this territory, it is going to give you time to reassess some of your personal goals. If you need to go back and hammer out something that's some personal goal of yours, it's going to give you some time to, you know, reassess what's going on with authority figures. If there's a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a producer, a mentor, or some other higher up individual, you may hear from them or run into them or be rethinking. Maybe you'll be letting go of one of them. Maybe you'll be, you know, reworking something there. And then career, your status, your career, and what you want to do with that. Some things from the past may come back around and present themselves during these time, you know, these 11 days ahead. Or you might just be rethinking old projects and ideas and bringing those back up. Or if you're in a career you're unsatisfied with, you may decide to exit that. Your leadership abilities are something that you're readdressing during this period. And then on Wednesday the 19th, the sun moves into that territory and it's going to be moving forward for 30 days. So there's an overlap there for a little bit. But this is calling the Tauruses forward. Hey, time to show up. Get, you know, physically show up and pursue that goal or career interest or you know, what's going on with that authority figure. Or look at what's happening with your name, your brand, your image, your title, your identity, and those stories. Is it time to get your name out there more, you know, on the, you know, maybe for fame and status and reputation or notoriety? So, yeah, leading yourself forward and seeing where this could take you. There's a lot of momentum there for you. And especially once the retrograde backs into Capricorn on the 25th, and then it's just all about forward momentum there for you guys. The full moon on this Monday the 17th, for Taurus, this is bringing big news or a big off your way, or it can be about an important talk or meeting or something big happening with a sale or your writing or interviews. Also, Taurus, like in the real physical world, there could be something climaxing with a vehicle, with your electronics, with a brother, sister, or neighbor, with a move, with short trips or local activities. So again, emotional climactic peaks there as something wraps up or ends, or as something comes through and is celebrated and achieved. either side of that. You're at a peak moment there on Monday. Now for the big stuff. On Tuesday the 18th, Uranus comes out of months of slumber and goes direct in your sign, Taurus. So you've been slowed down. You know, you've been having to reassess all the changes that have been going on with your body and your image and your brand and your name and your title and your identity and you know, one of those things or maybe several of those things for months now, right? And now as this energy turns around and starts to go forward, you're ready to start to get physically back into life and pursue your aspirations and be more social or do more things online and, you know, put yourself out there again. Again, can be brand, name, title, body, you know, identity, moving forward into exciting and new opportunities that will slowly unwind for you over the months ahead. On the same day, on Tuesday the 18th, the North Node of Destiny enters the sign Taurus. So for the first time in 18 years, Taurus, you guys are having destiny kind of take you by the hand. And it's time for you to really get serious about yourself, okay? So when you're focusing on how to make yourself healthier, how to make your physical body healthier, then this is destiny for you. Good things will open up. New, you know, new people or situations or opportunities will come your way over the next year and a half when you're paying attention to your body. All going on with your name, your title, your brand, your image, your identity. You know, is there something that you want to pursue here? Pursuing it and looking at where you are in your life. This is definitely where destiny is going to be showing up for you. So it is a time to really get serious about, you know, what all the crazy things that are going to be coming your way here. If you want to try out something new, you know, the internet will be your friend. You want to take a class or you want to research something that is good for you and your body and image and brand and name and title. You know, because Uranus is there, this can help you with that. So definitely is a time for Tauruses to kind of highlight themselves and see what the offers coming their way might be because of this. And then the karmic south node is going into Taurus's one-on-one relationships. And so if they're in a personal or a business partnership, this will be a year and a half where karmic things from their past life with this person are coming up to be dealt with. And so there could be a rebalancing of the give and take in that relationship. There could be something financial or sexual or reproductive that they're readdressing with each other. If the relationship it has gone south, they could get divorced during this time because this is Scorpio, right? They could be, if this is about clients, the Tauruses could be attracting clients during this next year and a half that come from a past life and, again, would be very attracted to you because of that. But you would be looking at what was karmically bringing us together to do business together again. Or it could be a specialist that you're going to start seeing, you know, somebody in any field that is a specialist that would be helping you physically or helping you with your brand or name or title, one-on-one kind of thing. And so this person could have this past life connection to you and be showing back up in your life during this time. It also could be a representative. You know, it may be that there is some kind of karmic situation with another person in the next year and a half that is going to require you to get an agent or an attorney or, you know, somebody else who might represent you in some way. For some Taurians, this can be a year and a half where an opponent is going to show up. You would really want to look at your chart and the Mars alignments and things like this to see how crazy that might or might not be. But it could also be that there is some karmic reason to have to confront an opponent and deal with that energy over the next year and a half at some point, right? Also could be someone advocating for you who is a past life kind of scenario for you. So, you know, you're looking at rebalancing the give and take in these relationships. You're looking at past life scenarios here. If a karmic cycle has run its full course, you could be letting go of one of these people through divorce or death as or third-party situations that are arising. And so there you have that. All right. For Gemini. Okay, so first of all, Friday the 14th, Mercury retrograde kicks in from the 14th to the 25th in Aquarius. So during those days, Gemini, you are reassessing any legal matters, travel plans, educational pursuits, anything with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, anything with situations at a distance, ceremonies, religion, or politics. You have quite a bit to choose from there. You might be going back and rethinking your belief system, the things you've decided that are expanding your world. You know, you're the adventurous side of your nature. You know, you've had Saturn testing this, you know, for the last couple of years and limiting a lot of this. But Mercury is going to give you a chance to go back and readdress it during those days. And you may have people from the past, you know, coming by from a distance or foreign places or, you know, tied to those topics and reentering your life, you know, to reconnect or something like that. Then on Wednesday the 19th, the sun moves into this same territory and will be highlighting it for 30 days, moving you forward. So Gemini, you're showing up and you're connecting with the travel or the distant situation, the legal, the media, the educational, the ceremonial, religious, political themes. You're putting yourself in there, or you're putting your name out there about it, or your brand or image or title or needs in the situation. And it's time to kind of you know, forward your interest in those arenas, right? Now, on Monday the 17th, we have the full moon in Cancer for Gemini. This is climactic when it comes to your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So something big is climaxing there. It is ending. It is wrapping up. It is achieved, coming through, celebrated. Whichever side of that climax you're on, it's a big moment for you. And so that peaks by early evening on Monday the 17th. And then the big day, which is Tuesday the 18th, when everything starts to change. So on Tuesday, first of all, Uranus goes direct in the morning. So you come out of months of kind of being in this shell, Gemini, kind of being isolated or working on situations behind closed doors, maybe in a situation of rest and recuperation, maybe in a time of development on projects, maybe you've been involved in artistic, romantic, or spiritual endeavors that have kind of, you know, pulled you out of the world for a while. Maybe you've been dealing with institutions or research and investigations during this time. And now that Uranus is coming around and going direct, boom, that's shifting, and you're now ready to start innovating and trying new things and getting out there socially and getting out there online and pursuing what comes next with these artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional research arenas in your life up through August 24th. And so something might be shifting somewhere in this on Tuesday for you, something unexpected, you know, shaking things up a bit as that turns and starts to go direct. The North Node of Destiny also moves into this territory on Tuesday, first time in 18 years. So now Destiny is calling our Geminis forward. You may find that there are some fated destined opportunities in the next year and a half that have to do with music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, anything artistic, theaters, concerts, you know, movies, I don't know, anything that would call you forward artistically could be starting to open up as soon as Tuesday moving forward. Anything romantically, this is a high romantic time in your life for a destined person to step into your life, or if you're in a relationship, for some destined things to happen romantically for you. This is more like past life romances, private romantic time or getaways, karmic or clandestine affairs. You know, destined things impacting what's going on there. This is also your spiritual realm, Gemini. So you may find that destiny's calling you forward. Get more involved in prayer, meditation, yoga, nature, magic, psychic interests and abilities, dream journaling, right? The messages from beyond may really become stronger over this next year and a half for you guys. Also, Gemini, working with institutions or any research or investigations, tackling bad habits or addictions or anything involving secrets or deceptions, you know, anything that opens up in these arenas are about pulling you towards your future and towards your destiny. Destined people and situations would be showing up for those things. When it comes to the karmic south node, it moves into your sixth house on Tuesday the 18th for the next year and a half. And so for you guys, it's a time of letting go when it comes to health or work or animals, or it's a time of rebalancing the karmic give and take in those situations, or past life souls starting to enter your life about those themes. So you might decide over the next year and a half, you know, that it's time to quit the job you're in because it's run its karmic cycle. Or you might have somebody come in as a coworker in the job you're at who's a past life person. Or there may be something with the work you're doing at home that is about karmic rebalancing, give and take with a person there, or a gig that you pick up that has something karmic tied to it. When it comes to your health, it may be time to let go of old health habits that aren't serving you and to really focus on, you know, letting go and rebalancing the give and take when it comes to how you're dealing with health in your life. Same thing with animals. You may have an animal enter your life over this next year and a half that is one that you had in a past life. There'll be a very strong bond there. If so, you may be deciding to let go of an animal, or it may be the end of their life if it's a karmic cycle. It could be, you know, rebalancing the give and take and what's going on with animals in your life. So it's definitely a time to be looking at, you know, what's happening in those areas and which way that's feeling for you as you move forward, but that area will be highlighted as well. All right, so for Cancer, Mercury retrogrades Friday the 14th in the morning in Aquarius and will be backing up until the 25th in that sign before it backs into Capricorn. So this first part in Aquarius for you guys is about reassessing what's happening in the financial parts of your life, not your income, but with your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your taxes, your insurance, your investments, your settlements, your alimony, child support, partner's money, you know, whatever that outside resource is. You might be letting go of something. You might be going back and trying to rework something, or maybe something from the past is coming back around and you're getting a second shot at it, right? And on Wednesday the 19th, the sun moves into this territory, moving you forward. And so that's saying, hey, show up. You've got 30 days to get in there and really start to do something. Maybe you'll put your name on the dotted line with something financial, or maybe you'll go and sit down with that financial advisor or banker or investor or whoever and, you know, make some decisions about what you're moving forward with all those outer financial topics. This same territory where Mercury's retrograding and the sun is moving is also about your sex life, Cancer. So starting on Friday, Mercury's taking you back. Maybe you're going to rekindle some old passions sexually. Maybe you're going to revisit some sexual issue. Maybe there is, you know, a past person that you had a sexual attraction to that's going to come back around. So, you know, it's a do-over there. While the sun moving into this territory starting Wednesday the 19th, and for 30 days, it's going to be about you physically being more sexually active or pursuing, you know, if you're trying to find answers for going on in your body and any sexual issues or reproductive situations or hormonal situations going on, you can be showing up and addressing that. For the Cancers who have been trying to figure out what they're doing with divorce, the Mercury retrograde and the sun going here are going to give you a chance to kind of reassess that and then get involved in moving with that. If there is somebody being born or dying, those things can become more of a focal point over this time period for you. You would get more involved with that. And then finally, Cancer, there may be something involving a third-party situation, you and two other people, where you're getting more involved, reassessing with the retrograde, and then kind of getting more involved as that moves forward with the solar energy. The full moon on Monday the 17th for Cancer is in your sign. If you're born in the last, you know, 10 days of the sign, this one's going to impact you the most. It's right on me. So I'll let you guys know how it impacted me. But this is some kind of climax for everybody, for the Cancers on Monday. So you might have a lot of recognition and attention on that day. You might have something that's been going on with your body that's ending, or that you're celebrating an achievement or breakthrough. It could be something about your brand name, title, identity, image that is climaxing in some way. So something about you in general is coming in that climactic peak moment on Monday. Then the big day, Tuesday, the 18th, for Cancer. First of all, Uranus is going direct in the morning, coming out of months of kind of holding you in a pattern, or having you reassess where you are with your friends and associates, your group affiliations, what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities or gatherings or parties or events or your own aspirations or freedoms or original projects. And so now that's shifting around and going forward, and now you're ready to start moving into what comes next. Some new situations and people may start to enter in your life between now and August 24th, or you might really be ready to start moving forward in whatever new direction you want to go in your current scenarios there. So this brings more innovation, more excitement, more changes starting to happen to take you forward. At the same time, on Tuesday the 18th, the North Node of Destiny moves into this territory. First time in 18 years, Cancer. So, you know, if you look back to where you were between 2003 and 2004, this is kind of bringing you back to that time frame. So Destiny is calling you forward towards your future, new things, new ideas, new opportunities, new to learn and ways to be when it comes to your friends, your associates, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, your aspirations, your original projects, and your freedoms, you know? So new things are starting to show up, and this is the future calling you in that direction. At the same time, on Tuesday the 18th, the third thing is that this karmic south node moves into your fifth house, Cancer. So this is the zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So in this territory, you know, you may be letting go of something. You may be revisiting, maybe some past life person or situation is going to show up. Maybe if you're with a lover as this begins, right? Maybe there's a past life situation that's going to present itself to you guys to be working on the next year and a half. Or maybe there is something with kids coming back around, you know, from the past life, or that creative endeavor, right? It also can be rebalancing the give and take when it comes to love in your life, Cancer, or what's happening creatively, or what's happening with children or recreational opportunities. So if you've been doing all the giving there, then you could start to receive more. If you've been doing all the receiving, you could start giving more. So there's a looking at rebalancing, you know, making that more equitable or karmically sound for you moving forward, because you are at a karmic cycle, you know, turning point during this next year and a half there. So that's what you'll be working with there. All right. So for Leo, Mercury retrogrades Friday morning. You guys, this is relationship oriented for you guys up through the 25th. And so this is about reassessing, going back to the past, rekindling, letting go of anything that's not working, or reworking the ongoing situation with your romantic partners, your business partners, your clients, any specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, or advocates. And so you might be hearing from people from the past or the ongoing situation and figuring out which way you want to go with this. And then on Wednesday the 19th, in the middle of that, the sun moves into this territory and starts carrying you forward over the next 30 days. And so you're showing up and you're getting more involved with some of these people. And it's to pursue your interests. And it's for you to get physically involved or involve your name or title or brand or image or identity in this story as you move this forward. So a lot happening there. The full moon on the 17th for Leo is bringing a climax that has to do with an institution, the research, an addiction, a secret, an artistic, romantic, or spiritual matter in your life. So there is something wrapping up or coming through or ending or achieved and celebrated there as the big moment brings this up to a peak for you by Monday evening. Tuesday the 18th is the big day. First of all, Uranus goes direct in the morning. Leo, this has to do with months now that Uranus has either been in a holding pattern or helping you reassess the past or ongoing thing when it comes to your career, your fame, your status, your life goals, and authority figures you're dealing with. And so as Uranus shifts and starts to go direct Tuesday, you're now in forward momentum again. Time to move into what comes next. Time to innovate. Time for some excitement. Time to get into some new social streams about it, or online interest with it, or causes and ideals about it, right? And so you're going to start to see that shift and the new potential starting to come in sight as this moves forward up through August 24th. And then the North Node of Destiny enters this same territory, Leo, on Tuesday the 18th. So last time it was here was between 2003 and 2004. You are now going to have Destiny calling you forward with opportunities and fated situations that should open up for you about your career, your fame, your status, your bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, producers, or other authority figures, or about a life goal, a personal goal that you're pursuing at this time. Finally, on the 18th, the karmic south node enters your home base, Leo, and over the next year and a half, this is either where you're going to be letting go of something, or you're going to be trying to rebalance the give and take in a situation, or past life people can re-enter your life pertaining to what's going on there. They may move in with you. They may come and do your yard work. They might bring you your meals there. They might be your interior designer there, right? the new roommate there, right? So anything having to do with the home, anything having to do with moves, renovations, real estate deals, your family, your parents, your roommates, this is where the karmic rebalancing or letting go or past life, you know, attractions are going to start playing out in your life. And again, starts to kick in Tuesday the 18th. All right, for Virgo, I told you guys it's a whopper of a week. Virgo, Mercury retrogrades Friday the 14th, so this starts taking you back to reassess what's going on with work or health or animals, or also could involve coworkers, hired help, paperwork. And so you have until the 25th where you're kind of either being drawn to past people or situations or ideas or projects in those areas, or you're thinking about letting go or exiting a situation, or you are reworking the ongoing situation to get it right. Overlapping that, starting on Wednesday the 19th, the sun moves into that same territory, and for the next 30 days, we'll be highlighting you, Virgo, and so it is your turn to show up and really stand out on the work front or with your health and with your animals and your coworkers and hired help and paperwork. You might be putting your name to some paperwork. You might be recognized as Employee of the Month at work, you know. It is physical, or it's about your name, your brand, your title, your image, what you're leading yourself forward through here and standing out to pursue. The full moon on Monday the 17th brings a climax for Virgo in your social life or online with your aspirations or original projects. So could be big culminating moments with a friend or associate, a group, your internet situation, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or something with that original project or aspiration. So wrapping things up, marking endings, or celebrating or achieving there, big moment. For the big day, Tuesday the 18th, first of all, Uranus goes direct. So for months, you've kind of been in this holding pattern or reassessing of where you're at with your media ventures, marketing, your travel plans, your distance situations, your educational pursuits, legal decisions or agreements, ceremonies, religion, politics, philosophy, all of those expansive arenas of life. You've been kind of in this position. And now Uranus is coming around and going direct. And now the new, the exciting, the next thing, new opportunities in your social field through those realms or with your aspirations and original projects, or what's happening online and how you're making money or pursuing your pleasures or your products or possessions or purchases there. And so you are moving forward into what comes next. The North Node of Destiny also moves into this same territory starting Tuesday the 18th. So thinking back to between the years 2003 and 2004, the last time you had destiny really trying to call you forward. This is about what your future is awaiting you through travel, through distant situations, through legal situations, through media, publishing, broadcasting, marketing, higher education, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you want to start looking at opportunities starting to present themselves and moving towards something there. Finally, the karmic south node moves into your communication and commerce zone. There's a lot to this territory, Virgo. It means that, you know, you may be letting go of something. You may be rebalancing the karmic give and take in certain situations, or you may be attracting past life souls that are coming back around through these realms. So for you guys, this can be through a brother, sister, neighbor. It can be through a move. It can be through your vehicles or electronics. It can be through short trips or local community activities. It can be through your writing, sales, your talks, your meetings, your interviews or auditions. It can be through offers, proposals, or decisions. So in any of those realms, you can be attracting the past life, letting go of things that you've outgrown or have run the karmic gauntlet of the cycle, or rebalancing the give and take there. So you're going to be looking for those situations starting to arrive. For Libra, Friday the 14th, Mercury retrograde kicks in. So from the 14th to the 25th, you get a chance of a do-over with creative projects, lovers, children, or recreational pursuits, right? And so you might rekindle something with someone past, or an old idea or project comes back around, or you might be done with something and exiting, or you might be reworking the ongoing situation, do-over. And at the same time you're in that do-over mode, the sun moves into the same territory on Wednesday the 19th for 30 days. And this is your time of the year to shine here, Libra. You might attract, you might really, you know, be able to pursue your interests. You might be physical with the lover, the kids, the creative projects, the recreational pursuits. It may involve your name, your title, your brand, your image, your identity in some way. So it is time to kind of move yourself forward there as you're in your do-overs. I have to take a drink of my tea. Hold on. Okay. So by Monday the 17th, full moon in Cancer brings a climactic moment for the Libras having to do with their career status, fame, a personal goal they've been pursuing, or something with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, or some other authority figure in their life. So it could be big celebrations and achievements there. There could be wrapping up of projects or ending something there. Emotional for everybody on this day as things are climaxing. And then the big day is Tuesday the 18th. First of all, Uranus goes direct, so it releases you from the holding pattern and the reassessment and allows things to start moving forward into what comes next when it comes to your financial arena, those loans, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the inheritance, the taxes, insurance, partners' money, whatever the outside resources are. It also is the arena of your sex life. So sexual attractions are back on. It can be about reproductive progress now starting to get more exciting and innovative. It can be about movement with the divorce if you're involved in a divorce right now. It also can be about a birth or a death or a third-party situation that's now starting to open up and move forward. So Uranus wants to take you into what comes next, get you more innovative, get you more active socially online with these things, connected to your own money or values as you're moving forward as well. So all that's back on starting Tuesday. And then the North Node of Destiny is also arriving in this territory. Again, first time since 2003 to 2004. So Libra, you are now starting to see destiny show up with fated people and situations and opportunities that have that financial or sexual or reproductive or divorce or third party scenario tied to the story. And so that starts to kick in as well. And then finally, the karmic south node will be moving into your personal income, purchases, products, possessions over the next year and a half. So you may be letting go of one way that you were making money or some of your possessions or products or purchasing interest. Or you might be rebalancing this in some situation you're in karmically, or you may now be tied to a past life person or situation that is returning to impact your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So again, all of this getting underway starting Tuesday. For Scorpio, Friday the 14th, Mercury retrogrades in the morning. So from the 14th through the 25th, the first half of the Mercury retrograde is going to be taking you back to reassess what's going on at home with moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. So you may be letting go of something. You may be going back to a past situation or opportunity to rekindle it, or you may be reworking the ongoing scenario here in some way. Overlapping that, in the midst of that, on Wednesday the 19th, the sun moves into that same territory and starts to spotlight you there for 30 days moving forward. And so Scorpio, you might physically be moving or be in there doing more at home or with the renovation or the real estate deal or with your parent or family or roommates. And so this is a time to pursue your interest, to get physically involved or put your name into the situation, your brand, your title, your identity, and see where this takes you. On Monday the 17th, the full moon in Cancer is bringing something to a climax for Scorpio, and this could be legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political. So big moments there. Either you're wrapping something up you've been working on or marking an ending with something you're done with, or maybe you're celebrating or achieving a big moment there, right? And then the big day is Tuesday the 18th. First of all, Scorpio, Uranus comes out of that holding pattern. So, you know, for months, when it comes to your romantic partner, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, you've had Uranus really focusing on the past. And so now it turns around, it starts to go direct, and you're now moving into what comes next all the way up through August 24th with these people. New innovative ideas, new excitement, sudden changes, things that bring you into social circles or realms or things that happen online with these people or things that have to do with how you're valued or what you're doing to make money with these people or with your gifts or possessions or products with these people. So it's all now starting to shift and start to move ahead again. And on the same day, the North Node of Destiny moves into this territory of relationships. So Scorpio, over the next year and a half, destiny, fate is going to be showing up through situations, opportunities, people that open the door for what's meant to happen with these one-on-one relationships. And so, you know, think back to between 2003 and 2004 or 1984 through 1986, giving you some idea of this. And then finally, the karmic south node is moving into your sign, Scorpio. So you're hosting that for a year and a half. It is a time to look at what you're doing with your body. So there might be some letting go of certain things that you, maybe you can't eat the same foods. Maybe you need to stop taking a certain medication. Maybe that, you know, of course on doctor's advice, but maybe there are certain things, maybe you've outgrown a certain look that you've had for years and you're ready to change that. So there can be letting go of things that are of a physical or personal nature. Maybe your identity that you've had up to this point, you're done with sometime over this next year and a half, and that's going to be let go of, you know, as this karmic thing is rebalanced, right? It can be some rebalancing of the karmic give and take between you and other significant people in your life. It can also be past life souls returning to you that would either be associated with you physically or with your brand name, title, identity in some way, image, or it could be you returning to others in situations karmically in some way. The only kind of standout advice I give to Scorpio with this particular passage is you will do much better when you lean into the destiny side rather than go things alone. So if you're thinking about, hey, I really want to, you know, do something to get my image out there, instead of taking the photos yourself and putting them out there yourself, then you draw in somebody, because destiny is with the other people that you're working with one-on-one, and loss could come through doing things completely on your own during this time. Not always, obviously. Some of it's about rebalancing karma. Some of it's about reconnecting to past life souls. But I'm just saying overall, in general, you would do best as in connecting with others to promote yourself. All right, so for Sagittarius, starting Friday the 14th, Mercury begins the retrograde and will be in the first half of this retrograde in Aquarius between the 14th and 25th. During this time, Sag, you guys are reassessing decisions, interviews, writing, sales, talks and meetings, short trips and local activities, anything going on with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, with moves, with vehicles or electronics. And so maybe letting something go or reworking something or going back to the past to rekindle something. And then in the middle of that, on Wednesday the 19th, the sun moves into this territory for 30 days. So this is your cue to show up and get more involved in this stuff, Sag. So you might be physically sitting down to write or, you know, showing up for that sale or getting involved with your brother or sister or move or vehicles, et cetera. So that's in play. On Monday the 17th, the full moon brings something to a climax for Sagittarius. It's either financial, sexual, reproductive, or about a birth, a death, a divorce, or a third-party story. So big wrap-ups or endings there, or big breakthroughs, achievements, and celebrations there. It is climactic one way or the other. Now for the big day, Tuesday the 18th, first of all, Uranus goes direct in the morning. So months of kind of holding yourself with whatever's already been going on or dealing with the past when it comes to your innovations around your work scenario, your health interests, your animals, your paperwork, coworkers, and hired help. And now this is starting to move forward again. So there's going to be new excitement. There's going to be new opportunities in social circles or online with your work and your health and your animals and your paperwork and coworkers and hired help. And so you're kind of entering into what comes next starting Tuesday all the way through August. On the same day, Tuesday the 18th, the North Node of Destiny moves into this territory, Sag. So think back to the years 2003 through 2004. Think back to the years 1984 to 86 if you're old enough and really think about, you know, this is now moving you towards your destiny, towards your future. Fated situations and people will start showing up and opening up opportunities here for your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help. This is leading you forward. And then finally, on Tuesday the 18th, the karmic south node dips into your 12th house. So Sag, you know, you're either going to be letting go of some things over the next year and a half, or you're going to be rebalancing that give and take in karmic situations, or you're going to be seeing some past life people starting to show back up in your life, this time associated with 12th house topics. So that means this can play out with film, music, painting, poetry, anything artistic. It can play out through spiritual practices, psychic interests, magical pursuits. It can play out through romantic getaways, clandestine affairs, karmic past life romances. It can play out through institutions, through research or investigations, through dealing with bad habits or addictions, or through secrets or deceptions. And so in that territory, there is this need to let go, rebalance, or reconnect with the past life scenarios. All right, for Capricorn, Mercury retrogrades on Friday the 14th. You start to go back and reassess things about your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So past situations could return, or you could be letting go of something and done with it, or you could be reworking what's been going on there up through the 25th. On Wednesday the 19th, the sun moves into that territory. So this is carrying you forward for 30 days, really saying, putting a spotlight on you, time to show up and make the money, time to show up and, you know, make the purchases or do what you're doing with your products or possessions. You might involve your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, but it is definitely about promoting your interest, moving that ball forward. The full moon on the 17th on Monday is about something climaxing in a particular relationship for you. So this could be about a romantic partner or a business partner. It could involve a client, an agent, an attorney, or another representative. It could be about an opponent. It could be about an advocate. So big climactic, you know, breakthroughs, wrap-ups, celebrations, achievements, or endings as something culminates there. Now, the big day on Tuesday the 18th, first of all, Uranus has been in this holding pattern for months, comes out of that holding pattern, starts to go direct again, and will be direct until August 24th. So you're now moving forward with the excitement, the innovations, the sudden changes, the awakening that's meant to move this stuff forward through your house of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. At the same time, the North Node of Destiny moves into this same territory, first time since it was there between 2003 and 2004, and before that, between 1984 and 1986. So, Capricorn, destiny is going to be showing up to open up doors for you, to bring your future for you, you know, when you're pursuing love or things with the kids or recreation or creative endeavors. And then on the same day, Tuesday, finally, the karmic south node moves into your social life, your life online, what's happening with astrology or charities, what's happening with your freedom, your original projects and your aspirations. So in this realm, you may be letting go of something, or you may be rebalancing the give and take karmically, or there may be a past life soul about to enter this zone. So that's where that will be showing you the karma for the next year and a half. All right, so for Aquarius, Mercury retrogrades on Friday the 14th in the morning and will be retrograding in your sign, Aquarius, up through the 25th, and then it will spend the rest of the retrograde in Capricorn. So from Friday the 14th to the 25th, this is a time to reassess what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, the things you're involved with physically and what you're personally interested in, right? And so you might talk to people from the past or pick up old projects, or you might let go of something or have a break from something for a bit, or you might be reworking the ongoing situation during this period. At the same time, on Wednesday the 19th, the sun moves into your sign, Aquarius, and will be there for 30 days. So this puts a big spotlight on you guys and really helps you guys stand out in most any situation, as long as you're kind of showing up and making it about what is interesting about you, pursuing your own interests. It can be a time to again, further your physical needs or what's going on with your brand or image or name or title. And so there's a lot going on about you guys during this time. On Monday the 17th, we have the full moon in Cancer. So Aquarius, this is bringing something to a climax with your work, health, or animals, or with a coworker, hired help, or paperwork. And so you're wrapping that stuff up or marking an ending, or you're achieving or celebrating or a little bit of all of it, right? Maybe you're ending the diet for your health because you've achieved your goal, as an example, right? So big emotional climaxes in those arenas on Monday. Then the big day, Tuesday the 18th, your ruler, Uranus, has been in retrograde for months, and it finally goes direct in the morning on Tuesday the 18th. So over the months ahead, up through August 24th, this is helping you start to move into the excitement and the innovations and the social themes and the online interests and your own aspirations when it comes to what's going on at home with moves, renovations, or real estate deals, or with your family, your parents, your roommates. And at the same time, on Tuesday the 18th, the North Node of Destiny shows up in that same territory for the first time since it traveled there between 2003 and 2004. And so Aquarius, you know, destiny is going to be kind of showing up through people and situations and opportunities to open doors for you to move forward into what's meant to come next for you through your moves and renovations and real estate deals and what's happening at home and with family and parents and roommates. At the same time, finally on Tuesday, the karmic south node moves into your midheaven. So over the next year and a half, you're going to either be letting go of something or rebalancing the karmic give and take, or seeing some past life souls and situations reappear in your life this time associated with your career, your status, your fame, or what's going on with personal life goals, or with a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, or some other authority figure in your life. So look for the karmic energy starting to play out there. And finally, our dear Pisces, who always have to wait till the last one. First of all, you guys, starting Friday the 14th, Mercury retrogrades in the morning and will be retrograde in this territory until the 25th. and then it'll back into another territory, which we will talk about on next week's show. So from the 14th to the 25th, you guys are reassessing what's going on behind the scenes with your research and development, with institutions, with your artistic pursuits, your romantic interests, your spiritual practices, or any bad habits or addictions or secrets or deceptions. So people from the past may be returning to give you another shot at something there, or you might be exiting something or taking a break from something for those days, or you might be trying to rework the ongoing situation there. And so a lot of talks and meetings and writing and sales and short trips and refocusing that from the 14th to the 25th. On Wednesday the 19th, in the center of all that, the sun moves into that same territory and will start to spotlight you and what you're doing there for the next 30 days. Really can bring a lot of attention to you artistically, romantically, spiritually, with the institutions, with the research. And so Pisces, this can be a time where you're physically going to that institution to do something, or you're behind the computer researching the whole time, or you're off on a romantic getaway, so physically putting yourself there. Or it can be a time where your name, your title, your brand, your image is tied into one of those stories. The full moon climax on Monday the 17th is bringing something to a head for Pisces with your kids, a lover, a creative project, or something recreational. So you're wrapping up what you've been working on there, or there's an end to something there, or you're celebrating and achieving and you're having breakthroughs there. So depending on what side of the story you're on, it's climactic either way, right? So it's about the climax there. And then the big day is Tuesday the 18th. So first of all, Uranus has been in retrograde for months, and it turns around and starts to go direct again Tuesday morning. Pisces, this is in your zone of talks and meetings, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, and decisions, as well as what's going on with your local community activities, short trips to nearby places, moves, vehicles, electronics, brothers, sisters, or neighbors. So there's a lot now that can kind of get exciting and innovative and spontaneous and bring in your social life and your monetary life and online interests and really start to move all that forward through those realms in the months ahead. The North Node of Destiny will move to the same exact territory on Tuesday the 18th. And over the next year and a half, will be trying to draw you towards your future through your talks and meetings and sales and interviews and auditions and writing and through your offers and proposals and decisions and through what's opening up now with your brothers and sisters and neighbors and moves and electronics and vehicles and short trips and local community activities. So doors are open or going to start opening there, so pay attention to what's calling you forward. And finally, Pisces, on Tuesday the 18th, the karmic south node goes into your ninth house. So this is the place where you will either be letting go of something, or you will be rebalancing the give and take in karmic situations, or past life people will start entering your life to pick back up on stories with you. And so this is about legal matters, travel plans, foreign interests, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting pursuits, educational matters, politics, religion, or ceremonies. So that's where the karma is. So it's going to be an interesting time, guys. And I definitely say hold on to your hats on, between Monday, that full moon, and Tuesday, when all this shake, rattle, and roll starts to happen and we all start to move into new destiny and karmic cycles. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can find me daily on Facebook. I post a daily energy report, facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. You can also ask me questions there or try to book your readings there because I do check in there daily. Otherwise, next week, same time, God willing, I wish us all the best with this crazy news cycle. And I will talk to you guys next time. Have a good one.